Hi, Tony. My name is Brandon Anthony Hutchings. I'm 20 years old and currently attending your Physics 180A class. And this is my physics audio presentation. Well, to start it off, I was born in Central California in a little town called Corcoran. It is, you probably have never heard of this town, but to give you a better idea or understanding, it's between Bakersfield and Fresno. This town is made up of cotton fields and flatland. Our town is known for the great presence of a huge celebrity who's incarcerated in our prison. His name is Charles Manson, who is a big, wide-known murderer located in Corcoran Prison. My major is biology. I want to become a dentist or possibly a PA. The reason biology interests me so much is due to a knee injury I had a couple years ago. I shattered my patella, and I have a couple pins and screws in my kneecap now. And this sparked my interest for wanting to learn about the body and how it works. Without this injury, I probably wouldn't be here in San Diego State. So thanks to that. Why take physics? Why am I taking physics? I am taking physics to fulfill my undergraduate prerequisite. While this is not the only reason, I do believe that physics is the basic for all scientific principles that affect our daily lives. Physics concepts are incredibly important and interesting. I am taking physics to better understand the concepts in this book. I feel that physics helps me understand more of the world around me in a better and deeper depth. Why is physics important to my future as well as intellectual growth? Physics is important to my intellectual growth because it helps me understand systematically how to solve different problems in my everyday life. It also helps me understand other parts of the world that I have no idea about. Physics is helping me realize how important equations as well as experiments really are. Physics has made me ask deeper questions about the world. Why is gravity 9.8 meters per second squared? How big is the universe, and how old is the universe? What is the purpose of problem-solving method used in class? The problem-solving techniques have helped me to go and see each problem as its own. In this class, we actually understand concepts given to us. Physics problems are unique in almost every way. Each problem seems to have a different way of solving, although most of them come from core concepts. Tony's problem-solving techniques reinforce step-by-step procedures. It seems like physics is the basis for almost everything in the world today. As a biology major, I will be dealing with fulcrums, angles, pulleys, and forces, all of which are included heavily in physics. Do you like college? Yes, I do love college. I mean, I am actually a junior transfer, and this is my first year being away, and I'm about 5 hours south of where I live. So, it's great to be away from the parents, and it's very exciting to me because there's many cute girls around, and I'm having the chance to learn about different subjects and about how different people from Southern California are. And I mean, I love the challenging of learning. It really allows me to bring it to the table. What do you expect from college? I truly expect college to be very difficult. I expect to work with students who want to succeed in life and to work with students who just don't know what to do or, are going to be worthless. I also expect my college teachers to be the brightest. I expect my teachers to teach what they are experts in and hand it down. Being taught something from someone who is experienced and loves teaching others. And this is my audio presentation. Thank you for your time, Tony. And go Huskers.